Mosquito Lake residents are trying to organize so that their local government will take them and their desire to reopen the school seriously. About 20 people showed up to this meeting. One of the youngest attendees was 8-year-old Sophia Sutcliffe, who was there with her mother.
When I went to Mosquito Lake School, I think it was very good because they would show more stuff and, like, we could learn and play the ukuleles.
Sophia went to Mosquito Lake School from kindergarten to second grade. Now she attends third grade at Haynes School.
It breaks my heart that they just closed it when tons of people were going to go.
Are there enough kindergarten through sixth grade age children who want to go to Mosquito Lake School? To get about $300,000 in state funding and to reopen the school, they need 10 students. Borough Manager Dave Sosa said finding at least 10 students would most readily solve the issue. If the residents aren't able to find enough students to reopen the school, they would need a very strong proposal to open the building as a community center. That proposal would be up against the option to sell the building. Selling the building and property it sits on could bring in some serious revenue for the borough. The borough assessor says it's worth $810,000. Residents in the area think there are enough students to reopen the school. Last year, there were 9 children enrolled. 3 left the school partway through the year. Because enrollment was so low, the school board decided to close the school. The residents at the meeting Wednesday went through essential questions they want to answer moving forward. The main one, are there 10 potential students? Here are some more.
How much does the Haynesboro School District make if Mosquito Lake has 10 kids?
The state paid for the school. How come the borough gets to tell us what we can do with it?
What needs to happen to bring the building up to code, and what is the cost?
Why Mosquito Lake School and not Pluckwan School?
Can students be bused from town to Mosquito Lake School?
We want to investigate charter schools, magnet schools, just a regular school. So what would we want our school to look like?
After writing down dozens of questions, the group assigned those questions to committees to try to streamline their focus. They ended up paring it down to communications, demographics, facilities/operations, curriculum, and funding committees, and a steering committee. Some people expressed frustration with the borough during the discussion. At the end of the meeting, Jim Stanford and Dana Hallett urged the group to stay positive. Here's Hallett.
Yeah, right now, I see Dave Sosa is on our side. He's our friend.
Yeah.
He said it right here that the fastest, most direct track to getting what we want is to get those kids and move it in the direction of school. It's not about us against anybody. We're all in this together.
The steering committee plans to meet next week. The week after that, on December 30th, they plan to hold a meeting with all of the committees. The school district and borough will start planning their budgets for the next fiscal year soon. Friends of Mosquito Lake will need to find a way to get onto one of those budgets. As the meeting wrapped up, Zach Jacobson, a parent in Mosquito Lake, said, "I think we're done being reactive. Now we're proactive." In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.